We're here on the Harwood Burn in the headwaters of the River Wansbeck in Northumberland. The Harwood Burn flows through a landscape of rolling sandstone and limestone hills. It flows to the south before joining the River Wansbeck and turning east and flowing to the North Sea. Like all rivers, the Wansbeck and its surrounding streams have their issues with flood risk, poor water quality, and a decline in species abundance, which has reduced the nature value of the area. Over the past 250 years or so, the catchment of the Harwood Burn has been subject to change through a process of land improvement for agricultural purposes. This involved the installation of a dense network of land drains designed to move the water off the landscape as quickly as possible. These carry rainfall straight into the watercourses. This means that when it rains, water moves into the watercourse at a much faster rate than it would do under natural conditions. As a consequence, this can increase flood risk downstream. It can also mean that during dry periods such as drought, the land is much more vulnerable because it is containing less water than it would do under normal conditions. A further consequence is that the extra water flowing into the watercourse has led to changes in the watercourse itself. Areas of the riverbed have lowered through erosion, and some areas of the floodplain have risen through deposition of sediment. What this means is the watercourse can now contain more water than it did originally, and this further adds to the problem of flooding downstream. In order to rectify this and improve the nature of the area from a habitat perspective, we're installing a range of different interventions along the watercourse with the objective of slowing the flow of water down both in the channel and encouraging that water to spread out of the channel onto the landscape. This leaky dam structure, for example, is designed to slow the rate of flood water, but also to encourage the water to move out of the channel and onto the surrounding floodplain, where it will enter, in this case, an old former course of the stream, which will allow that water to slow down and move through the landscape on a longer course. A number of additional interventions are being installed on the floodplain itself. These are designed to slow the flow of water as it moves across the land surface. This includes features like this scrape here, which is designed to store some water and also interrupt the flow of water as it moves through the landscape. Beyond that, we've installed some willow. This live willow will grow and act as a physical barrier to the flow of water across the land surface. Moving beyond the course of the Harwood Burn into the wider landscape, we've been undertaking measures that are designed to reverse the impact of land drainage. This essentially involves filling in the land drains existing across the landscape. And where we've got large drainage ditches, we're altering these from being narrow and deep to being wide and shallow, as we can see here.
We are keen to see if and in what way the changes we have made to the drainage channels are positively impacting the Harwood Burn. And to understand these ecological changes, we are monitoring the land in a variety of ways. Using time-lapse photography, we are able to understand how the scrapes and the dams that we've implemented are pushing water into the paleo channels. This ultimately creates more pathways for the water, slows the flow of the water, and helps to spread it across a wider area of the floodplain. This creates important habitat for wading birds and invertebrates, but it also helps to reduce the risk of flooding further downstream. We're also taking soil samples to assess the changes in carbon content in the soils, carrying out gas flux surveys to understand the seasonal variations in greenhouse gas fluxes, and we are completing vegetation surveys to understand how the plant diversity in the area is changing as a result of this natural flood management. All this data helps us to understand how the land is responding to becoming wetter and how we can apply these successful interventions to similar land elsewhere.